from Auroville, September 5th, 2008, on microphone, Daniel and Julie.
Connais-tu cette pierre qui roule sur le chemin, faisant un long voyage? Un jour, elle arriva jusqu'à la mer. Elle lui dit « Bonjour la mer, tu es si belle, emmène-moi avec toi. » « Bonjour petite pierre, mais tu es si lourde, tu tomberas au fond de moi. » « Ce n'est pas grave, lui répondit la pierre, j'aime me couler en toi. »« Très bien, lui dit la mer, alors viens. » Une grande vague blanche attrapa la petite pierre et l'emmena au fond de l'eau. Elle était si heureuse d'être là, pour rien, si belle, resplendissante d'une couleur turquoise, dorée. Et encore aujourd'hui, si tu regardes bien attentivement, tu verras tout au fond de la mer une petite pierre d'un vert étincelant qui brille parce qu'elle aime, tout simplement.
C'est un poème d'Aruna pour ses petits-enfants.
The community of Auroville mourns the passing of Aruna, who met with an accident on the East Coast Road on Wednesday, September 3rd. She would have been 60 just this month. May we all hold her in our prayers on her way to mother, for whom she came here so very long ago, in the early days of Auroville. Aruna, during her years here, has always been active in the community in so many ways. She worked at Matrimandir Nursery for some years. She has worked at Transition School also for some years, plus in various other fields. Aruna was beautiful. It was usual to see her in the last several years with her grandchildren, smiling and happy. Love and peace and understanding go out to Aruna's son, Ritam, and his young family.
The overcast skies over Auroville continue to promise rain. Temperatures range between 26 and 30 degrees. The wind comes from the southwest, 18 to 21 kilometers per hour. The following is an excerpt of an interview with Claude Arpi talking about the Tibetan Pavilion. Claude Arpi, to prepare the visit of the Dalai Lama, what is needed?
Right now we have a lot of work to finish, to complete the pavilion in time. So what is needed is money to complete this. And of course, time also. We have a team working. Hopefully it will be ready before January 22nd when the Dalai Lama comes. But we are still looking for the funds to complete. It means that the building... We have the shapes, the slanted walls around the building, which have to be completed. It was part of the design, the architectural design of the building, which gives a Tibetan look to the building. And we have also all the entrance courtyard and all the painting and the decoration, for which we will get a Tibetan master painter to advise, to work with our architect and advise to give the Tibetan look to the building. So it means several months of work on the building.
A fire occurred at Swaram, causing destruction of the building. The growing community-based work at Swaram has contributed to the Auroville educational soundscape. They appeal for the support and encouragement to make it through the present challenging crisis. Contributions in kind for a provisional office setup. Telephone 986-549-1453, Kartik, and financial assistant POTU's account 0761 are deeply appreciated. Aurovillian retreat from October 11th until October 18th at Quiet Healing Center. There will be vegan food all through the week, pranayama yoga, plus individual therapy sessions. Call for registration and more information at Quiet, 262-2329.
The news is an echo of the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thank you for listening.